الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eder.com.
باب ما لا يفسد الصوم. That which does not invalidate your fast, not even makruh now. Do you have the next section? What does it say? Yeah, just it does not invalidate your fast. So we're not even talking about its dislikes. Number one, we'll just do this quickly. If a person ate or drank or forgetfully got involved in sexual intercourse. There's a famous hadith here, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, which is narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, إِذَا نَسِيَ فَأَكَلَ وَشَرِبَ فَلْيُتِمَّ صَوْمَهُ فَإِنَّمَا أَطْعَمَهُ اللَّهُ وَسَقَاهُ. If a person forgets and eats and drinks, then just don't worry, complete your fast. Because it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who fed you and gave you drink. Allah's guest, Allah's gift feeding you, don't worry. If you forget and you break, it's fine. I mean, it's not broken. So it doesn't break, nothing. Now, you know, if somebody is eating forgetfully, yeah, do you remind them or not? Should you remind them or not? The scholars have said that, look, if somebody is young, you know, somebody is healthy, somebody is young, and they have the ability to fast, then remind them so that they can. If somebody is old and frail and weak, and let them finish the whole plate of biryani, and then tell them, you know what, you're fasting. So Allah has fed them, alhamdulillah, free, you know, free plate of biryani, mashallah. You might be thinking, I love biryani. It's not like that, it's just something that's come in my head today. I've mentioned it twice. It's not that I love it or anything like that. I don't have any favorite food, anything and everything. So number three. Sorry, number two. Okay. If somebody ejaculated, this is all from these books. This one that I have in Waraq al-Falah, Sharh Nur al-Idah. If somebody ejaculated, had an orgasm. Have I got that? Yeah, is that what's written in English, number two? Okay. Which means that without his doing anything, we read until now, the actual sexual intercourse is qada kafara. Anything else, when you ejaculate due to your own doing, masturbation, playing around with your wife, your spouse, kissing, all of that, if it results in ejaculation, then what is it? Qada. No kafara. But somebody just ejaculated without doing anything. Like sometimes it happens to somebody that they release sperm because of maybe, you know, picking something up which is heavy or something, then that does not even invalidate the fast, not even makruh. It's not his fault. Okay. Number three, if somebody applied oil or henna or applied kohl, what we say, surma or whatever, it's all permissible, not even disliked. Hadith of Ibn Majah, Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم اكتحل وهو صائم. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he applied the kohl on his eyes whilst he was fasting. Eye drops are okay whilst you're fasting, because remember I said eyes is not the normal opening, the normal channel of the body. Number four, this has also passed. If smoke entered your throat without your doing, unintentionally, as we've discussed, that it will not break your fast. If it's intentional, like smoking a cigarette, it will invalidate your fast. Number five, having a wet dream. It's not your fault. Ejaculation again. You woke up in the morning, about after 10 in the morning, 9 in the morning. If somebody ejaculated while sleeping, then that does not, of course, break your fast. It's not even makruh. It's not your fault. Nothing. Being in the state of janaba. You know what being in the state of janaba is? In the state of major ritual impurity. When a person requires a ghusl, like after sexual relations between the husband and the wife, they both require a ghusl. Now, not being in the state of janaba is not a condition, not a condition for the acceptance and validity of the fast. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not a condition. You don't have to take ghusl straight away. Yes, if you delay your fajr, then you're sinful. Like for example, somebody's suhoor time ended at what time? 4 o'clock. Are you paying attention? 4 o'clock, what started? Your fast started. Somebody was in the state of janaba, they require a ghusl, a fard bath. They didn't take it until after four. Fajr was 5 o'clock, say for example. So after they ate the food, everything, and then afterwards they took a bath. is perfectly, the fast is perfectly valid. Reason being is that, you know, the scholars, it's from the Quran. Allah mentions the Quran, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. And then it's permissible for you to have sexual relations حَتَّى يَتَبَيِّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطُ الْأَسْوَدِ, until the last minute. That's in the Quran. You know, until the suhoor time ends, it's permissible. Allah doesn't say to us that, okay, 1 hour before you end your sexual relations. If suhoor time ends at 4, it's permissible until. So if it's permissible right to the end time, then when are you going to find the time to take a bath? Which, without doubt, obviously means that you will be taking a bath after your what? Fast has started. Do you understand, brothers and sisters? And that's all awake for. Do you want some tea? You can have my tea if you want. Okay. So anyway, that's number 5. So staying in the state of janabah is not disliked, it doesn't break your fast. Number 6, sniffing mucus or something like that, or phlegm. If you have this, it's not nice to do, but if somebody had something like that and they took it down the throat, sniffed back into the throat, okay, then it does not invalidate the fast. But they say that al-afdalu ilqa'uhu. Actually, according to some madhabs like the Shafi'is, it invalidates the fast. So that's why it's actually better to not take it back down the throat, throw it outside. So that, you know, it's a precautionary measure. But in the Hanafi madhab, it does not invalidate the fast. Number 7, again, this connects to the, we talked about vomiting. So unintentional vomiting, as you know, does not invalidate the fast. Number 8, something got stuck. You know when you were having your suhoor in the morning and something got stuck in your mouth? So something that got stuck within between your teeth, and you consumed it and swallowed it after your fast started, you were there at Fajr, or after Fajr you were coming up, you know, something was in your mouth and you took it down your throat. It will not invalidate your fast. It's not makruh, nothing. It's a condition, provided, I don't know if that condition is written there, provided it is less than a chickpea. Small amount. Al-himmisa. Because there's haraj in it. There's difficulty in it. Number 9, siwak. You know what siwak is? The toothbrush. Al-miswak or siwak. Siwak is a better term to use. According to the Hanafis, using the siwak is permissible. Don't use the mint one, just the normal non-mint one. It's permissible whether morning or evening. Why I say according to the Hanafis is because, you know, according to the Shafi'i madhab, it's actually makruh to use the siwak later on, afternoon. They say that, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants that bad odor from your mouth. We read the hadith, لَخَلُوفِ فَمِ الصَّائِفِ لَخَلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِفِ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. The bad odor of the mouth of this fasting person is more beloved to Allah, more pure to Allah, more beloved than musk, perfume. So if you're going to use the siwak, you are removing this smell that Allah likes. So the Shafi'i say it's makruh. Hanafis, they say it's not makruh. It's permissible. Siwak, fi awwalin nahar, akhirihi, beginning of the day, end of the day, even if it's just before iftar. Even if it's wet, if you wet it in the water and you just say siwak, even then it's permissible. Don't use the mint one. Bukhari, there's a hadith in Sahih Bukhari, there's a Sahabi companion said, Ra'aytu Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yastak wa huwa sa'im. And I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam using the siwak whilst he was fasting. And number 11, taking a bath. Okay, no problem. There are many hadiths. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a bath whilst he was fasting. Number 12, injection. Yeah, this is important now. In light of, you know, what I've explained before, remember, what's the principle of fast being invalidated? The principle is, according to the Hanafis, anything that enters the cavity of the body, and more precisely the stomach, the jawf al-batn, or jawf al-dimagh, the stomach or the brain. One condition. And condition number 2, it enters the body via a normal opening, a regular opening, a normal channel, the normal holes, in other words. Okay? That's the you have to have both conditions. If one condition is met, not the other, fast does not become invalidated. Now, if something does reach your stomach, something does reach your brain, something reaches your whole body, but it does not go through your normal channels. That's why, you know, earlier on, I mean, injection is something new. There's a difference of opinion. Some madhabs, they do say invalidate, so that's why it's better to avoid, as I will tell you. But the Hanafis, they have, in that time, in the classical scholars, they never had injections. It's a new thing. But they talked about, you know what they talked about? They talked about if somebody, a snake comes and bites you, stings you, poison, and goes throughout your body, or just a part of your body, or gets into your stomach. They said your fast is not invalidated. Why? Because it went through the skin. It did not go through a hole. So, and actually, I don't know, the doctors will tell you better, they actually discovered injection through, you know, poisonous snakes and the venom that they put into the body, and they saw the effects, that how it affects the body, and from there I think they, you know, went on to conclude that there are ways of curing, you know, penetrating medicine inside the body without having to put it through the hole. It's just, you know, give them an injection. So the Hanifi say injection will not invalidate your fast, regardless, to the point that yes, you might seem, you know, you might seem that, oh, what's the point of fasting? You know, those that have nutrition in them, and those that you could actually have injections that you don't just feel hungry. Technically, your fast will not become invalid, but there's no point, if there's no need. There's no reward. If you're trying to avoid just being hungry and thirsty, if there's no reward, there's no thawab. You should avoid. Avoid injections, number one, because of the difference of opinion regarding it, and avoid it, number two, because that, you know, it's trying to, if it, especially if it's a glucose or something like that, then you're avoiding, you know, being hungry and thirsty, which in itself is like a device, it's like a healer, it's a way out, you're trying to trick Allah or something. You understand? But technically speaking, it's like, you know, if you really, there's no need, and you're just trying to have nutrition and just have glucose and just not to feel hungry and thirsty, then you know what the example of that is like? The example of that is that your date of giving zakat is the 15th of Ramadan every year. 14th comes, what do? All your money, you give a gift to your brother or to your wife. 15th comes, I got no money. 16th, give it all back to me. There's no zakat. Technically speaking, there's no zakat. But you were sinful for doing that because you're playing with Allah. So, but if there's a need and it's not nutrition injection and there's a need, then fine. If you definitely need it, it's not just to avoid being hungry and thirsty. There's a medical need, then it's permissible.